Trying to make the best of it, the Maester smiled feebly and struggled to rise. But his hip was in such pain that for a moment he was half afraid that he had broken it all over again. He felt strong hands grasp him under the arms and lift him back to his feet.
"Thank you, sir," he murmured,
turning to see which knight had come to his aid.
"Maester," said Lady Melisande, her deep voice flavoured with the music of the Jade Sea, "you ought to take more care."
As ever she wore red, head to heel, a long loose gown of flowing silk as bright as fire, with dagged sleeves and deep slashes in the bodice that showed glimpses of a darker, blood-red fabric beneath. Around her throat was a red-gold choker tighter than any maester's chain, ornamented with a single great ruby. Her hair was not the orange or strawberry colour of common red-haired men, but a deep burnished copper that shone in the light of the torches. Even her eyes were red, but her skin was smooth and white, unblemished, pale as cream. Slender she was, graceful, taller than most knights, with full breasts and narrow waist and a heart-shaped face. Men's eyes that once found her did not quickly look away, not even a maester's eyes. Many called her beautiful. She was not beautiful. She was red. And terrible. And red.